Congresswoman Caitlin Collier says that this proposal is meant to protect their Second Amendment rights.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
To the fire.
Today on Church and State, run and hide, fear, panic, the next outbreak is upon us.
Also, how often does your male in your life think about Rome?
Plus, comics leading to fascism? Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier. With me, as always, Pastor Gabe Blomgren, and once again, your favorite far-right shock jocks.
Yes. You know what? That's probably one of the best terms that's ever been slewn at us by the left.
I love it. That's why we use it all the time.
May we embrace that.
I think that's how you combat these types of individuals, is you just take it and you laugh at it and you incorporate it into your show.
Who would have thought eating a crayon would lead to such names?
I know. I mean, if they figured out that the Marine Corps is all eating crayons, they'd be really terrified.
True.
Anyway, churchofstate.media, that's our website. You love it. You visit it all the time. I know I do. Constantly looking at that picture of Gabe with a bullhorn. Hopefully you are as well. If you want to download our shows, if you want to share them, that's where you go to. If you want to take advantage of all of our fine affiliates, and ladies and gentlemen, we need you guys to be taking advantage of these affiliates. We are trying to get to Miami. We'll play that commercial here in just a minute. But we want to go there to be able to record all of these fantastic interviews with the leaders among the conservative and Christian movements. And the only way we're going to do that is if you help us out. So go to our fine affiliates. Let's do the s'mores and the grilled cheese there. These are so good, Gabe. And you, with your weirdness, put them in your toaster oven, right?
Yeah, I don't have a traditional toaster. I have a toaster oven.
Is everything okay at home, Gabe?
You know what? I need help.
Yeah. Somebody buy this man a toaster.
Need help.
Like, renew your vows or something. So I'll buy you a toaster, man.
Thank you.
I mean, you can get one at Walmart, dude. You probably go to a garage sale and pick up somebody's toaster.
Well,
and then you can make these s'mores and these grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of toasters, but yeah,
why are you anti-toaster?
That accidental toaster that was thrown. Somebody threw it in my bathtub while I was in there.
Oh.
So it's attempted murder.
Well, you got to stop angering your wife.
Dude, I want to go to Miami. Let's talk about Miami. Warmer weather. And we'll be going in semi-cold time. What are the dates?
October is when it will be I can't remember the exact date. But, hey, donate to churchandstate.media. You can do it through the donate button or through this QR code that Chris has developed for us. And then play the commercial. Let people know what Clay Clark thinks about us.
The Church and State podcast is a podcast that brings you the truth, and they don't apologize for it. You guys do not apologize for your faith and for your freedoms at Church and State. So if you're out there today and you're listening to Fox News or CNN or some sort of woke show that you found on Newsmax or something, stop watching the fake news, the big pharma news, and start watching Church and State. Subscribe today. This is the channel. This is the show you want to be watching to hear the truth, because if it wasn't for great shows like Church and State, this information would not get out to the people.
Welcome to the fire.
It's a fantastic endorsement. Clay believes in what we're doing, and I hope you do as well. And I hope that you will partner with us as we attempt to get to Miami. If you want to contact us, Church and State 1776@proton.me. All right, Gabe, there's something that's been taking the internet by storm, and it's this idea that men think about the Roman Empire multiple times a day.
And this is kind of like those of you who watch Church and State. The cool thing is you're getting late news, but a lot of you may not even be hearing this at all. Not unless you have maybe like a 14-year-old to 21-year-old daughter. Because in the world of the TikTok universe, this is what's going around. Okay? Batten down the hatches and be honest. Think about this. Don't make it up.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Hundreds of videos confirm this. And of course, the question is, why? We did a little digging. The reasons are pretty varied, but one psychologist told the Tab publication it's because men consider ancient Rome the era of the ultimate alpha male.
The alpha
There's verse. Also a bit of the Roman Empire represented in culture today, from government to architecture to language. It's hard to avoid the legacy. Now, we did a survey here in the newsroom to test the theory ourselves. Take a look.
We're not going to listen to that. No, but the reality is this. I guess somewhere on the internet, women just began to ask, what are guys thinking about all day? You know, because they also have these.
They want to know. They're always asking.
What are they thinking about? And somehow girls found out that guys think about Rome, ancient Rome, on a regular basis. Now, my daughter asked me this question. She goes, Dad, how often do you think about Rome? Like, be honest, in a 24-hour period. And I'm like, probably not every day, no. And she goes, well, how much a week? And I said, probably twice a week. And it's usually in the context of when I'm doing my Bible reading, thinking about Rome. But if I wasn't reading my Bible, I probably wouldn't be thinking about Rome. And then when I think about, like, oppression sometimes, you know, I think about dictators and stuff like that. I think about Nero. I think about the oppression that Paul went through.
Here's the thing, though. The newscaster, without understanding and even knowing what he was saying there, he gave us the clue as to why men are thinking about the Roman Empire. It's masculinity.
Right.
Masculinity is under attack worldwide. And so men, because we are built in the image of our Creator, we have this innate desire that a lot of these beta males can't even understand. And so they're thinking about times when there was these alpha male types. And they yearn for that, but they can't attain it. They don't understand what it takes to become like that, to be one of these. Now, Gabe, let me ask you this. Your top five movies, are they all, like, action? Like, you know, like, I know you really loved The Last Samurai. Like, what are your top five for these?
Well, I want you to list your favorite. Well, I literally have a list in my phone.
Of course you do.
Top 10 movies.
Okay, I mean, they're going to be movies like Lord of the Rings. You know, Tombstone is most certainly on there for me. You know, 300, of course, is another one of those that you just watch. Black Hawk Down. There's a lot of these great movies. They're war movies. They're action movies. And they are depicting alpha type males. The Patriot is another one. Braveheart. You know, these are movies that I'm going to sit down and watch. Go ahead.
I literally wrote this down just so you know.
I believe you.
This was my top 10. Number one, Gladiator. Best movie.
Okay.
Okay. Before Russell Crowe got fat.
Yes.
Number two, Matrix, Keanu Reeves. The rest of them sucked.
Yes. The first one was great.
Third best, Last Samurai.
I disagree with you.
Dude, Nathan Algren. So if you take his last name, Algren, so my original birth name, had my mom and my biological father stayed together, it would have been Albie. My adoptive name is Blomgren. Take Albie, the first part, and the last part of Blomgren, put them together. What do you got? Algren.
A mess.
Dude, that's my movie. I love it. Tom Cruise. Great movie. Okay. Kingdom of Heaven.
No.
Kingdom of Heaven, so
no,
good.
That had so much propaganda in it.
Oh, yeah, I know it does. But the thing is,
I didn't like it.
Oh, I loved it. That's number four. Number five, Book of Eli.
Yes, great movie.
Great movie.
Yes.
Number six, 300.
Yeah.
Number seven, Lord of the Rings, Two Towers.
The second one.
Yes.
Okay.
Where are we at? I don't know what number I'm on. Saving Private Ryan.
Definitely a great movie. Absolutely.
Yeah. This would be eight. Avatar.
No.
Loved it. Saw it in the
theater.
Pure
propaganda. Absolute trash.
Here's why.
That belongs in the dump pile of history.
I saw it in 3D in the theater, and there's something inside me innately. I believe that we are creations created in Christ Jesus. I believe on some level we all know we were supposed to fly. Fear of flying, yes, it's there in us. We all have a fear of heights to a degree. But we all know, Jesus, what did he do? His last words were, you know, go ye therefore sin, and then boom, the dude flies. All of us are going to fly someday at some point. And that point in the movie where they're flying, dude, it is just trippy. You're just sitting there in the theater and you feel like you're flying. That's why I liked it.
You are a strange man.
Number nine, Inception.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
And that's also a decoder if somebody's intelligent or not.
Yeah, and I did love it.
Number
Inception.
10, and this has changed. I don't know why I put this on the list, but The Avengers.
So. Huh? It's a good transition point into our next story, I guess.
Maybe. Yeah, definitely.
All right. I mean, some of the Marvel movies, the DC movies.
They've killed it, though. I'm actually tired of hero movies.
Well, so is Alan Moore, which this guy.
I found this article, and I knew you would like it.
He's a strange one. I mean, he literally looks like he's getting his grooming style from Charles Manson. He looks odd, and anybody who's familiar with the comic book world knows that Alan Moore has been a strange one.
He's isolated for a very long time. Lives in a weird like home by himself, but he now says all royalties and adaptations that have been done, he does not want a penny in any of his royalty checks. They need to be sent to Black Lives Matter.
Well, clearly he doesn't do his homework. But he's saying that superhero worship could very often be a precursor to fascism. And I think he's right.
That's what actually caught me off guard. That's really, you and I have talked about this hero worship, this ideology, you know, even kids, you know. Well, back when I was a kid, my parents didn't let me watch a lot of stuff. They wanted me to watch stuff that was biblical. But I remember as a kid, I wanted
watched a lot of Pilgrim's Promise, did you?
Yeah. I wanted to actually be biblical heroes. Like, I literally wanted to be Samson. Like, I wanted.
Sure.
So kids now, that there's no way that's ever going to happen when you have, like, X-Men, you have all of these heroes. But so do you think fascism, the birth of, like, people like Mussolini, Hitler, all these iconic figures was probably set up and teed off by, because even back in Germany pre-Hitler, they were really getting back into Norse figures. They were actually studying. That was not just a thing that came on the scene with Hitler.
This is throughout history. You look at the Bible, they worshipped these giants. You know, Goliath was somebody that the Philistines worshipped. They viewed him as a god. You've got all this Roman and Greek mythology, which personally I believe was actually, there's some truth to it. I believe that they were Nephilim. And so throughout history, we see where these godlike creatures are created or actually did exist potentially, and they were worshipped. And now what do we have in the modern times is these superheroes and this idea that you can hack the system, hack humanity, and perhaps create some of these type of beings, you know, with superpower, supervision, super strength. These are all possibilities that the globalists are talking about openly. And so, yeah, I see this. You know, you go back to the Nazis, and what were they trying to create? They were trying to create superhumans.
Ubermensch.
Yes, exactly.
The perfect man.
And so I think Alan Moore is accurate in stating that this could be that precursor to fascism, which I think is one of the systems, you know, I mean, any of the isms. These are all these ideas that the globalists want to force upon humanity with a one world system, and fascism is certainly one of the ways to get there.
And back, this article takes on another hit that's very interesting too. Moore goes on to say he never thought this infantilization would continue to go. He describes this hundreds of thousands of adults lining up to see characters and situations that had been created to entertain 12-year-old boys, and it was always boys. 50 years ago, he said, I really didn't think that superheroes were adult fare. I think this was a misunderstanding born of what happened in the 1980s. He says, I must put my hand up to considerable share of the blame, though I thought it was not intentional. When things like Watchmen were first appearing, this is interesting. He's literally saying, you know, back when we were talking about like Rome, men are looking for adventure. These are fake substitutes for adventure. Now, my teenage son, who's now grown up, I took him to go see a lot of Marvel stuff.
Sure.
But it's like, when you see dudes dressed up at Comic-Con, man, I hope I'm not offending any of our listeners. Is it infantilization?
I've seen pictures of you doing cosplay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You and your whole family dressed up like superheroes multiple times.
Yeah, but that was back when my son was a kid. Now that's all grown up. We can't do that anymore. He won't do that. You know, we would join him in his adventures, but I don't know. We've replaced masculinity with video games, video game culture. Sure.
I definitely agree with you there. I will say this about Alan Moore. Rorschach was probably one of the coolest characters ever invented.
True.
Agreed?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's put bookends on that and move on over to a number of interesting stories. And this is about the next pandemic. Like, are you not afraid? Are you not worried about this? Because the mainstream media is ensuring that you will be with everything that they're trying to push at you. And this current story is that COVID levels are so high, they're hovering near 2020's initial peak. And the WHO, of course, that's one organization you can trust, is urging those at high risk to take any booster they can get their hands on. Let me ask you, the audience, this. Why are they constantly going after the very young, the very old, and the infirmed? Now, we know from the Georgia Guidestones that, and from some of the talks that Bill Gates and some of these other elitists have engaged in,
they're blatantly saying
they want to cull the population.
They want to lower population.
Yeah, and who do they want to get rid of? And this goes, once again, we were just talking about the Nazis. Who did the Nazis want to get rid of?
The infirmed.
A lot of the individuals, the people that have mental health issues, they wanted to get rid of them, number one, so that they believed that they could practice eugenics and create superhuman beings, Alan Moore, but also because they were a drain on society. And so what are we seeing from this current iteration of these Nazis and fascists is that, once again, they're going after those who can't produce.
Right.
Right. So this is why they're specifically targeting them. This is why they're encouraging them to get any booster they can get their hands on. That's ridiculous. Can you believe that advice coming from the WHO?
Yeah, I'm not surprised whatsoever. And what's interesting is this other article we have here. Doctors admit they can't tell COVID apart from allergies.
You're moving too fast, man. There's a lot more to get onto this.
There's no way for them to tell the difference between whether it's RSV, whether it's a pollen allergy, whether it's a common cold or whether it's COVID. Because back in the day, the precursor for us to know we had COVID.
Man, you gotta let me know if you're gonna jump that fast.
We couldn't smell. We couldn't, for me, I couldn't breathe. I felt like as if I was like a little bit winded all the time. They say there's no difference between the common cold now and COVID. And the only way you can really know if you have it is by testing.
It's not just common cold, man. It's allergies. It's hay fever. You could potentially have hay fever. The only reason why the doctors even know that it's COVID is because they're testing for it. And why are they testing for it? Because they're getting paid for it. So, of course, they're going to engage in that once again.
And, of course, this is ridiculous. All ramping up right into the 2024 election.
Well, of course. This is a great way. And I'm not sure if you were with me or not, but I talked about this. This is the perfect way to, number one, steal an election, and, number two, hide the body count that's going to occur from all the people that have been vaccinated. Now, look, they're using this word. They're trying out this new word for you, new buzzword.
Is it a triple-demic?
Triple-demic.
Triple-demic.
Isn't that horrifying?
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
For the triple-demic?
The triple-demic.
I'm terrified. I'm ready to roll up my sleeve and get the next booster, the next vaccine. But here's the thing. They're saying that this winter we're going to see COVID, flu, and RSV. They could all kill you. So, thankfully, in all of their wisdom,
we did a bargain basement deal. What we did is we took like three or four old vaccines that were in the basement, from the same one that the Leonardo and Michelangelo and Donatello and like Splinter was made out of. Remember that?
What are you talking about?
They took all of that and they combined them into one. I'm on a tangent, man.
You get weirder the older you get.
Dude, I can't believe that they're packaging this in a way to where it's supposed to kill everything, and it didn't even kill the original, Caleb. It didn't even keep COVID from stopping.
No, but here's the thing. They're saying that for the first time, people can get vaccinated against all three.
No.
In one shot. Well, not in one necessarily in one shot, but in one doctor's visit.
Who's dumb enough to actually get this?
I would say the vast majority, because why?
But the people are retarded.
You'd have to be. You've got to have some deficiency in your brain in order to trust what the WHO, what the CDC, and all of these elitists and media types are telling you, that it's perfectly safe to pump your body full of three vaccines at one time. Absolutely not. I know, Gabe, you and I reject that. I hope, but I don't know. I hope, but once again, I saw what happened this last time around. I saw how many people willingly just listened to everything that was said and just took this experimental vaccine. No idea on what the side effects may be. And just listened as they said, you know what, though? there may be side effects. And now they're admitting it. You know, Dr. Fauci has said that heart issues are yes, they are a side effect of the vaccine, but don't worry about it. They're small.
Do you remember the movie Children of Men?
Yes.
Very interesting. That this is all great movie. Happening, and it was kind of projected. But the thing is, you know, the movie's set in the UK, and there are no more kids. Kids have ceased to exist. There's no more kids showing up. Nobody can get pregnant. You know, odd phenomenon. We recently, I can't say who. I know somebody who recently went and they're investigating why they're not getting pregnant. They spent some time with a doctor, got the typical tests. What I really respect is I actually want to find out if this doctor wants to go public with us and we can advertise this doctor, because this doctor was very bold and asked the question to the young lady after going through the typical, you know, gamut of questions, this, and this. He finally got to the really awkward point where he looked at this individual and he said, okay, I got to broach this subject. Have you been vaccinated? And it was quiet.
Good on him.
And the person who told me this said, absolutely not. No way. We are not vaccinated. And he goes, whew, he's just relieved. He said, you would not believe the uptick in my clients who are coming in, and the commonality of being infertile or having issues or miscarriages. And very, he said, miscarriages that are very painful, very common. We watched the movie. You know, I don't know how much you care for Stu Peters, but the documentary he did, what was the name of it?
I can see it in my head, but yeah, I can't think of it. But
help us out.
Anyway.
But that documentary really opened up all of our eyes to the fact that Australia was one of the worst hit. They literally had a 30% decline measurable in infertility since vaccines.
Yeah, and it's not even just the vaccines. Here's the point of all this. Everything that we're consuming is designed to do just what Gabe is talking about. They've been going after children for a very long time. And if they can't kill them through abortion, then they're going to ensure that women can't get pregnant. You've got, within our water supply, there are so many pharmaceutical drugs that are just in your drinking water. The birth control pill is in all of your water.
Right.
The vast majority of you are just consuming that all the time. Why do you think masculinity is decreasing? Well, maybe because we're taking estrogen in our water. Why are women not able to get pregnant? Well, because they're drinking it. Our food supply has estrogen mimickers. These are all things that are designed to ensure that, number one, we're sick, and number two, we can't procreate. Because what do these globalists all have in common? Well, they're charged, they're powered by Satan. They hate humanity, yeah. And they want to kill it off. Even if some of them at the lower level don't even understand all of that. They hate humanity. They want to kill it off.
There's genuinely probably some of them who actually believe, you know, they've drank the Kool-Aid of, they feel that they have a cape on and they're saving the planet.
They are Captain Planet. You brought that up on one of the other episodes. I mean, talk about sheer propaganda. That was one of the worst cartoons ever made. Like that alone, if all the comics looked like that, I would never even looked at them, right? But that's what they're doing. They believe that they are Captain Planet. They got to save this Earth from itself, from humanity, which is what you just said. You said Matrix was one of your top movies. What did he say? What did the bad guy, Agent Smith, say in that movie? That humanity is a cancer.
Yeah.
Right? And that he was the cure. That's what these people believe. It's right. Once again, they're projecting what they believe into the media here.
Hey, died suddenly. That was it. Thank you, Chris. Died suddenly, 2022 film. Thank
yes.
you.
I was thinking there was the other one too. There's something in the water.
If you haven't seen that yet, you still have to see the clots are absolutely disgusting.
Horrific. Yeah.
Now, well, there's an outbreak now.
I know.
It's already, you know, been on the radar. Southern India. They've been having another outbreak in numbers that are noticeable, something that I wouldn't be afraid of, but it's called Nipah.
It's the Nipah virus, and it can kill as many as 3 out of 4 people it infects. And once again, where's it come from? The bat. Yep. The fruit bat that carries the virus often comes into contact with humans, and they are currently very worried about this. They believe that this could be one of the next pandemics we face, and they are developing drugs and vaccines in order to combat the disease. But it's becoming increasingly more urgent. Once again, the mainstream media is engaging in fear porn to get you all riled up about something that we may never even see. Now, if you have short-term memory loss, remember that this happens pretty much almost every year, Gabe. You remember when we were all going to die from the swine flu and from the Zika virus and from monkeypox and from AIDS? And I mean, literally, they're constantly coming out with another thing that will kill you. And we're not supposed to live that way. We're not supposed to be afraid of our environment. You know, the one that God created? Yeah, he gave us an immune system that actually is amazing, that keeps us healthy. And Gabe and I can speak to this as former EMTs. The human body is actually incredibly hard to kill. Very it really is. And so most of us, when we come in contact with things like this, a lot of us will survive. Now, this one is pretty deadly, but it's centralized in a very specific region in India. And right now, because it hasn't mutated, I bet you scientists are playing God right now in some CDC facility trying to make this thing to where it can actually spread a little bit easier, because that's what they do. But right now, the infection rate on this, it kills people so quickly that it actually doesn't have a chance to spread too far from human to human to human.
The kill rate they estimate, they say, is somewhere around 70%. I don't know if that's an actual estimation, but you know, you listed all the names of them. They liken it to SARS. That's one you didn't bring up.
Yep, I didn't bring up SARS, but yeah, that was another one that was going to kill us.
But they say Nipah is terrifying, unusually terrifying, says Dr. Stephen Luby, currently a professor of medicine at Stanford, who's in charge of the outbreak investigation for 8 years. So he's been studying this for a long time. This is nothing new. He says it's terrifying in part because the virus is so deadly in people. Also, the outbreaks are tightly clustered, and so the people who are sick know each other. And, you know, how does this change anything? It's just a new name.
It is. It's just another rollout to get you all prepped and ready to take the next vaccine, because that's obviously going to be the solution here. And they say that in the article here, Gabe, that they are, actually the article is a little bit older. So they said that they are working on a vaccine and it was going to be ready in September of 2021. So they have already got this thing out. It's a vaccine candidate HEV/SG/V. Started in February of 2020, completed in 2021. So here we go. We've already got the next vaccine for this potential pandemic that is coming your way. So be ready for it, because I wouldn't be surprised if this was the one that they rolled out next. And it's going to be up to you, ladies and gentlemen, who are watching shows such as this that bring out content that mainstream media is certainly not going to show you, to where you can identify this and say, I remember that. And I'm not going to be afraid of this one either. And I'm certainly not going to take that vaccine, especially since it's experimental and it'll probably be some type of an mRNA as well. Look, we just shared the X-Files on us. Don't take any more vaccines. That's my plea to you. Church of State is sponsored in part by the Constitution Party and Patriot Church.
I'm Gabe Blomgren, and a calm does not suit me.
And I'm Caleb Collier, and I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.